Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. The last few weeks we've been studying together the amazing Old Testament story of the wilderness wanderings of the children of Israel. Today, I want to take you with me to stand on the border of Canaan land, looking with Moses and the Israelites as they are preparing to enter into the promised land, that place of abundance and victory that had been promised to them by God, the place that God said would flow with milk and honey. And we find ourselves with Moses listening to his amazing recounting of the progression of the children of Israel in the 40 years they wandered in the wilderness. And he told them of the disobedience of their parents and of their unbelief, and how God supernaturally provided time and time again and spared them from being devoured in the wilderness. And as Moses stood there, speaking to this new generation that would go into that promised land, he gave them some warnings, what I like to call promised land warnings, things that would keep them well in the place of victory and success in the promised land if they would heed his words. If I asked you to choose, what would you prefer, a life in the wilderness or a life in the promised land? Surely there's not one of you that would choose the life in the wilderness. And yet many Christians live in the wilderness rather than in the promised land. And God's choice for the children of Israel was not the wilderness. The journey that should have taken them only 11 days took 40 years because of hardness of heart, because of unbelief, because of a refusal to trust God and to obey God's every word. God's intent for them was to bring them through the wilderness as quickly as possible and bring them through unscathed and then into the promised land. It's God's desire for you to live in the promised land, the place where his abundance, his blessing, his favor flows towards you. It does not mean that the Christian life was intended to be without any trouble. We see from the children of Israel's experience that the promised land, though filled with milk and honey, with abundance of crops and every good thing that they needed to sustain their lives and to enjoy life, was also tempered by the fact that they had to deal with some enemy in the land, seven specific nations that they had to uproot and drive out of the promised land. It is the same in the Christian life. There are things that we must uproot and drive out of our lives in order to enjoy the fullness of the promised land as God intended for us to enjoy it. But you have to get there first. And the process that the Israelites went through was very simply to bring them to a place where they would trust God implicitly, a place of humility, and secondly, a place where they would obey God absolutely. And those two lessons of the wilderness were the first part of Moses' warning to the children of Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, it reads this way. Moses is speaking here to the children of Israel. All the commandments which I command you this day you shall be watchful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give your fathers. And you shall earnestly remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So you could say that the very first warning that Moses gave to the children of Israel, and it applies to us in our own personal lives, is that we are to remember the wilderness lessons when we enter into the promised land. The wilderness lessons of humility and complete trust, utter dependence upon God, and absolute obedience to his every word. That was one of the first warnings that Moses gave them. They needed to remember what they had learned in the wilderness. A lot of people, when they enter into a promised land lifestyle where things are flowing towards them, the blessings of God are abundant in their lives. Perhaps financially they've been blessed, their family's being blessed, their marriage is being blessed, and things are going well for them. It is easy at that moment to forget the lessons of the wilderness, of utter dependence upon God, and of absolute obedience to his every word, because they have not perhaps the driving need to trust God moment by moment that was so evident when they were in a wilderness period of their life. Take this to heart if you desire to possess that promised land, that you do not forget the lessons of the wilderness. The second promised land warning that we see here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, we will find in verse 17. And it says, "Beware, lest you say in your mind and heart, 'My power and my might of my hand have gotten me this wealth,'" or this increase, this prosperity. God wants us always to remember the source of every good gift. The scripture tells us that every good gift comes down from the Father of lights. No matter what good thing you have in your life today, whether it be the blessings of family, the blessing of a good church, the blessing of finances, the blessing of a career that is fulfilling and one that you enjoy pursuing, any of those blessings, you must remember, have come from God. Many people feel that they themselves have achieved certain things, and they are in deception to a certain degree. Certainly, it requires our diligence and our vigilance to put into practice the giftings that God has given us. However, every good gift comes down from the Father, and it's vital that we beware lest we think in our own heart that our own power and our own might of our own hand, our own diligence, has gotten us this blessing, this wealth in our lives. God knows the heart of man, and these warnings that Moses gave to the children of Israel were so appropriate then, and they are so appropriate today in our society. In verse 10 and 11, it says, "When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for all the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his precepts, his statutes, which I command you today." When you go into the place of abundance, when you enter in and things, you could say, have eased up on you, you're not under the pressures that you were during the wilderness period. When you've eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord. The word bless there means to bow down. It means to humble yourself or prostrate yourself before the Lord. It means to give thanks and to praise. When you are in a place of great blessing, do not forget to praise God every day for his goodness, for the great things he has done, for the abundance that's come your way. This is a vital warning for promised land dwelling, that unless we remember it, unless we take heed to it, we'll easily become far from God. We'll slip away, you could say, from the Lord. God tells us, beware lest you say in your heart, beware when you've eaten and are full, that you bless the Lord, that you praise him. Give thanks. When you're under pressure, it is so easy when God comes through and answers a prayer in your desperation to give thanks to God because you know He spared you. You know He delivered you. You know He was the one that provided. And yet when abundance comes, don't forget, don't neglect to thank God every day for the goodness in your life. Let me give you a quick example. Say you have been in a wilderness in your life praying, maybe as a single person, for God to send you the promised blessing of a spouse. And then your prayers get answered and you are praising God. You now have this blessing from heaven in the form of your mate for life. Well, then as time goes by, when you've eaten and are full, don't forget to praise God every day for your spouse. This is very important. Don't forget to obey God in the little things because God wants you to keep in alignment with Him in your relationship with God so you don't lose ground that you have possessed in the promised land because of being not watchful to praise and thank God, not watchful to obey Him in every little detail, not watchful in giving Him the glory. These are important principles if you're going to possess the promised land and hold on to it and enjoy it. Now, that's all the time we have for today, but I'm going to continue tomorrow talking about promised land warnings. So don't miss it. Same time. We'll join together and continue studying in the book of Deuteronomy. If you would like further study on this subject of the wilderness and the promised land, we have an 8-tape series by that name that you can receive simply by writing to us or calling us at our toll-free number that'll be mentioned in just a moment, and let us know you'd be interested in that. And for any donation of $30 or more this month, we'll be happy to send you, just ask for it, The Wilderness and the Promised Land. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.